This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So over the weekend, Barbie opened up. $155 million for the first weekend of the Barbie movie. So I didn't get a chance to see it. Kitty, did you go run over and see it?
I did not. I was getting nostalgic for my days of Barbie playing, though.
Uh-huh.
So
what'd you do?
I decided I wanted to get out my Barbies and show everyone, because I still have them from when I was a kid. And my mom made all the clothes. I don't have everything that she made me, but I still have my original Barbies from the 1960s.
That's cool.
So I wanted to do like a photo shoot. Well, I have three main Barbies, a Malibu Barbie, one from 65 and one from like 63.
Okay.
And they look very different. And then I also have a Skipper, a Pepper, a doll called Love, a Tootie, and a Buffy from Family Affair.
That's a lot of stuff.
But the Mrs. Beasley didn't survive.
I'm sorry. Let's take a moment for Mrs. Beasley. So do you have them out on display normally?
No, they're in a box somewhere in a closet. And the box I thought they were in was like under a whole bunch of stuff. So I had to move like this big plastic thing with drawers that was under that. I had to move that. They weren't in there.
Uh-oh.
But I did find old campaign buttons.
Okay.
If you're looking for a Morris Udall pin.
I know where
they are.
So where were the Barbies?
Well, they weren't in that box. Then I moved all the boxes of Christmas stuff. I thought they were under that box.
Yeah.
But that was a bunch of DVD box sets.
Okay. Were you getting a little panicked?
Well, I was like, I know they're here. I didn't throw them away.
Right.
They were just on a shelf, like in a box.
Easily accessible.
Yeah. So I found them, and then I was going to clean them up, put the best outfits on, and show them on Facebook. So I did that, but they didn't really, I tried to. The solution of Dawn dishwashing liquid
and
warm water. No, that was like embedded.
Oh.
Embedded dirt.
But what'd you do with your Barbies in the past? Why were they so dirty?
Well, years of playing. Who washes their Barbies in between?
True.
So and then my nieces played with them.
Yeah. You play with them, or you just kind of?
Well, I got them out and I did a photo shoot of them and put it on Facebook. You know, I figured everyone would want to, you know, and it would maybe, I had one like that. My mom gave it to my cousin and she drew on the face.
Right.
You know, that sort of trauma stories.
Right.
But then I had a little trauma of my own.
What's that?
The Barbie from 1965 has short red hair.
Okay.
And she kind of always reminded me of Endora from Bewitched, but it's really no relation.
Yeah.
And two of my friends from high school said, "Are you sure that's not Midge?" And I was like, "No, I'm not sure."
Wait, you mean?
But I'm pretty sure it's Barbie.
A Barbie that you had your whole life was really a different character?
It was maybe one of Barbie's friends, Midge.
Okay.
And as far as I knew, I never had a Midge or a Francie or any of the other friends.
Right.
But thankfully for Google and eBay, I found out the one that I actually have is actually a Barbie from 1965. And there was an article that said, you know, what did Barbie look like the year you were born? And
so
for 1965, it's all fine. And I still actually have the original swimsuit that she came in. Somebody's trying to sell that Barbie for $1,300 on eBay. It's like,
Kitty,
maybe I should clean it up.
Yeah. But I like the
Panic.
Well, the panic, it's almost like when you find out, like, wait, you know, this whole life you were Roman Catholic and then you found out your family was really Jewish and they were hiding it or something. You know what I mean? Like, this is my identity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.